Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The only survivor of clergy abuse on the Vatican Commission looking into the abuse crisis has quit. Marie Collins of Ireland stepped down yesterday, saying the commission's work was met with resistance from some higher-ups in the Vatican. The commission is led by Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley. With more on what this resignation means for the investigation into clergy sex abuse and how Collins' resignation reflects on the Vatican, we're joined now by Boston College professor Thomas Groom. He's with the Church in the 21st Century Center at BC. Professor Groom, good morning. And thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. Happy to.
Let me ask you, what do you make of this resignation?
Well, it obviously shows that there is deep resistance within the Vatican, within the different dicasteries and departments and congregations and units within the Vatican. It is a kind of a fiefdom. We think of it as a well-oiled, efficient bureaucracy, a modern bureaucracy, and clearly it is anything but that. And there's all kinds of turf claims and wars going on. It shows the resistance, the deep resistance within the Vatican to all of the reforms, and not just to this one, but to all of the reforms that Pope Francis is trying to bring about, for example, around the church's finances. It's tragic that it would happen, that we find resistance on the particular issue of the protection of minors, my goodness. And yet, clearly, that resistance is there, which is why Marie Collins, a woman of great integrity and esteem, resigned. I empathize with her. I'm sad that she felt the need to. And I suppose the best hope we have is that her resignation can be some kind of a wake-up call, and especially to those units of resistance within the Vatican toward the kinds of reforms that are desperately needed.
Well, let me get you to clarify that in this way. Is this a public relations problem for the Vatican, or is this a signal of a problem inside the Vatican in terms of resolving the clergy sex abuse crisis?
Well, I've no doubt that Pope Francis is deeply committed to solving, as we might say, the clergy sex abuse crisis, in the sense of preventing it from ever happening again, facing into the questions of why did it happen, why was it allowed to continue happening, why were it negligent, why were some bishops so negligent about it, and so on. I mean, I believe he's deeply committed to addressing those issues, and there's nobody more committed to addressing those issues honestly than Cardinal O'Malley. And so the fact that Cardinal O'Malley is still there gives me hope that it will be done and that things will improve. Now, it won't happen at the pace, clearly it's not happening at the pace that it should be happening and we would want it to happen. And yet, I don't have any doubt about the commitment of Pope Francis and of Cardinal O'Malley to this kind of reform. Is it a public relations issue for the Vatican? Of course it is. It looks poorly, terribly poorly.
I know you say that you yourself believe that both Cardinal O'Malley and the Pope are deeply committed to dealing with and solving this problem, but this has got to be a black eye to Cardinal O'Malley's panel.
Well, hopefully they can recover from it. I mean, that's our best hope. We have to keep hope alive. This panel, this commission, Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors, is a vital to the welfare and the well-being and the future of the Catholic Church, and indeed to its credibility on this particular issue.
But let me ask this question as well. There are those, as you know, in the wake of this resignation, who say that this does not reflect well on Pope Francis, regardless of whatever his commitment to the issue might be.
This Pope inherited a pontificate that had fallen into a particular, more conservative pattern over the previous 35 years. And the whole spirit of the Second Vatican Council, the spirit of reform and renewal that the Holy Spirit launched upon the Church with that great council, in many ways had been set aside. So in a sense, he's trying to jumpstart this Church toward the kind of reforms and renewals that it desperately needs and that was called for by the Second Vatican Council. That is meeting huge resistance. How adept is he at it? You know, he's a man of great charism and so on. Hopefully he can continue to push forward. But clearly, there's deep resistance to him.
Tom Groom, director of the Church in the 21st Century Center at Boston College, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate
it. You're welcome, Bob. Thank you.